With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. New threats coming from an Iran army spokesman.
In a video statement, Lieutenant Colonel Ibrahim Zulfahari, spokesman for the Qatam and Anbia, which is linked to the Iranian Revolutionary Guards, says Trump and the commanders of the U.S. Army must have clearly understood that the region will turn into a graveyard for American soldiers, and they will have no option but to surrender to the divine will of the heroic people and the brave fighters of Islam. On Friday, Israel struck Iran's nuclear facilities hours after threatening to escalate and expand its campaign against Tehran. Then Iran vowed to retaliate and struck a base in Saudi Arabia, wounding more than a dozen U.S. service members and damaging planes. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
U.S. Senator James Lankford says Operation Epic Fury has been hugely successful so far.
You think to be able to drop one munitions on a country thousands of miles away, think of how many people that takes in logistics to get there, and refueling and equipment and food and everything else that has to be able to happen. All of those things are happening like clockwork to be able to do it. So their performance has been absolutely exceptional through this process.
Meanwhile, there are reports of Russian drones being sent to Iran.
U.S. and European officials say that Russia is sending a shipment of drones to Iran, including upgraded versions of the drone technology that Tehran originally supplied to Moscow after its invasion of Ukraine. The upgraded drones could carry more advanced anti-jamming technology, cameras, or use satellite internet. European officials say the two sides have been holding active discussions throughout March about transferring the drones from Russia to Iran. The Kremlin has denied the reports. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Another black eye for Wall Street on Friday, thanks to rising oil prices. The Dow was down 793 points. This is SRN News. A new study asked clergymen about technology.
It comes from the Barna Group, and it finds that 95% of America's church leaders believe that digital tools and online platforms open new opportunities for ministries. 79% also think that innovations in high tech will positively shape the future of the church. Many congregations have adopted digital tools, and Barna says, quote, "The next question is, how can the technology they already use help them fulfill their mission more faithfully and effectively?" Michael Harrington reporting.
The board that oversees Alabama libraries has decided that all branches have until the end of September to comply with a new rule forbidding books with transgender characters and topics from being kept in the children's and teen sections. Parents in the state are demanding that the public libraries remove all books promoting the LGBT agenda from places where small children and impressionable adolescents might find them. This is SRN News. China is pushing back against President Trump's tariffs.
Beijing has launched two investigations into U.S. trade practices just a few weeks before the president's scheduled visit to China. The Commerce Ministry said the new probes are a response to two investigations announced by the Trump administration against multiple countries, including China. Donald Trump will travel to China for a summit with President Xi Jinping in mid-May. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Dietary supplement companies are pushing to expand the types of ingredients they're allowed to use in their products. The Food and Drug Administration held a meeting on Friday to discuss those new proposals. The changes sought by the industry could open the door to more supplements containing peptides, probiotics, and other trendy wellness ingredients. And companies want the FDA to broaden its definition of a dietary ingredient to substances that are not found in foods. More on these stories at SRNnews.com.